News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's Frisky Friday. We made it. We made it all the way through this week. What a crazy week it was. But the weather is going to be great this weekend. We got lots of events going on, and lots of people are going to take their pets out, take the dog for a walk. They're going to go home and snuggle with the kitties. And Frisky Friday, that's what we love talking about around here. I've got Santa Rosa County Animal Services in the studio. Mike Tarver, the community relations specialist, also Randy Lambert, the chief of animal services for Santa Rosa County. Thank you guys for what you do. Thanks for being in the studio today. Yeah. How you doing?
Good morning.
We're doing great.
All right. You guys are on the show quite a bit. We like to tell everybody about what they can do to help control the pet population and to help our furry friends. I actually had a friend of mine that just posted he found a little injured kitten out in Gulf Breeze behind the Publix there in proper. So I haven't checked the status on that. Hopefully somebody can get him a carrier out there so he can get that little kitty in. So we've talked about community cats a lot on the show. It's kitten season. I'm sure it's always kitten season around here. We've got lots of great events coming up. We've got a big adoption event we want to talk about. This is a call or text in show, 437-1620, if you want to join the conversation. Guys, thank you for the work that you do. How is it going at Animal Services?
It's going great. Busy as always.
Yeah.
I do want to say right now we're at Alyssa's and Pace for an adoption event from 10 to about noon. Sometimes they'll stick around a little bit longer if people are interested in one of the animals they have there. So yeah, check out Alyssa's, and we've really made a great partnership with them over there.
They are
and
great.
We're kind of a staple over there right now, so we're trying to be there sort of every Friday unless we have something else going on. So yeah, head over there to do some shopping and find a puppy or something.
Mm, very nice. And that's going on until around 12. You said sometimes they'll stay a little later.
That's going around till 12. And then tomorrow, though, we have an event sponsored by Century Complete Realty. And it's going to be at the Three Hollow Residential Community. It's on 9343 Three Hollow Road in J. And that'll, again, be from about 11 a.m. to about 2 p.m. Similar thing, but they're sponsoring adoptions and stuff like that. So if you live in the north end of the county and live in the rural areas, go check that out. And they've got some great new houses they've built out there, and we're going to be set up and with our great adoption team. So go check them out.
Okay. If somebody is interested in adopting, what does this entail? How much are we looking at here? What do you have to have?
So so adoptions. Depending on the event, sometimes they're sponsored. $10 to $20 you're looking at for adoptions. But we've got free adoptions for veterans and stuff, too, and active duty. So it kind of depends on the event that you're there. But if you are interested, go and check out the animals, and then they'll be able to explain the whole process to you. If it's a puppy, you're going to go through the foster to adopt program, which means you're kind of in this pending adoption, and they got to get all their medical stuff and spay neuter done, and then you can take them home officially. And they'd be officially yours after you get all the medical process done. But
The highest amount is going to be $10 for cats, $25 for dogs.
Okay.
And that's going to include, like Mike said, the spay neuter, all their shots, including rabies, and a microchip. Mm. So they're ready to go.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. The microchipping is very, very important because sometimes, you know, they'll get away, they'll run away, and all you got to do is check that, and you know who they belong to.
For sure.
And there is even a on the website, if you go to santarosa.fl.gov, you can check out the animal services page there, and there's even a thing for searching for lost pets.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. All right, so the adoption event going on at Alyssa's today, and then when was the Petco adoption? Is that tomorrow?
Jake, listen.
Yeah.
Listen, Jake. Mm-hmm. We have got something going on here that we've never done before.
Okay.
We have formed a partnership with our partners at Escambia County Shelter and at Pensacola Humane Society.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to have the mega adoption event. This mega adoption event is going to be on the 29th.
Yep.
And it's going to go from 9 to 1. It's at the Haji Temple on 9 Mile Road. This is going to be dogs only. Each organization is looking to bring out 15 to 20 dogs each. So there's going to be a lot of dogs there that are available for adoption that are ready to go. We're going to have food trucks there. We're going to have a tent to help us with the shade. It's going to be a big deal.
Mm. Call it the dog days of summer.
Absolutely.
That'd be great.
And the greatest part of this, zero adoption fees.
Wow. That's awesome.
It's going to be amazing. We have all these kind of great pop-up adoption events every week. You know, we're, like I said, we're at Alyssa's almost every Friday. We've got different stuff we're doing in the community. This is going to be a big deal. The pet adoption, the mega pet adoption event is going to be the first time, like you said, we've all come together to work together to try to clear out our shelters as much as we can, right? It's going to be this huge event. And it's going to be a great opportunity to alleviate a lot of the stress that the different shelters and humane societies face on a weekly basis in having all these dogs. So hopefully we can clear out maybe 60 dogs, get them adopted, find a, you know, good homes, and then we can have some, you know, some space to work and a little wiggle room in some of our shelters.
Yeah, we don't have wiggle room in our shelter right now. We are maxed out. And absolutely
that,
maxed.
And that's rough on the animals, right? Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, and here's what happens. We have a staff that's excellent. My staff is phenomenal. They do a phenomenal job every day. But the more animals we have, the more it has to be spread around. So as we're maxed out, those dogs and cats don't always get a whole lot of attention compared to whenever the shelter's a little less occupied, the capacity's a little lower.
Right.
It really helps if we can clear out a few for this event.
Yeah, we have something around, I think, 70 adoptable dogs right now.
Wow.
We have somewhere around 150 dogs in our care. That means half of that 150 is out to fosters. You know, imagine how many fosters we need to take care of these dogs.
Right.
So the big point, too, is that a shelter is meant to be a transitionary place. It's supposed to transition an animal from the streets or whatever scenario they're in to a new home. It's never designed to be a permanent home for animals, you know. So being in that environment can stress them out. It can be not, you know, the best environment to be in. So we have to rely on our fosters to get them in good homes, to get good data on them, to know their personalities, and then we need to quickly find them homes. You know, so if you think that, you know, the shelter is the best place for an animal, while we do take amazing care of them and they get all the medical care they need, they get all of their vax, they get all the, they get enrichment time, they get to play and walk, but it's never meant to be their forever home.
Yeah, it's a halfway house for
absolutely
pets.
Yes. Yeah. Good way to put it.
Check them out on Facebook. This is the best way to get the current news and updates and happenings going on with our Santa Rosa County Animal Services. Go to Facebook/SRC Animal Services, and you can see pictures of the, especially the, all the dogs they have for adoption. There's going to be some great events coming up on the 29th from 9 to 1. They're going to have a mega adoption event. And you said this is going to be at the temple?
Yes, the Haji Temple on 9 Mile Road.
All right. And we've got the event at Alyssa's going on today till about noon. So get out there. Lots of doggies need a home. And if you can only foster, we need you. We need you. Definitely sign up to be a foster and get these doggies out of the shelter as much as we can and eliminate some of that stress and burden that they have. Because like you said, this is only a temporary home for them. So let's get them into their forever home. I've got Mike Tarver and Randy Lambert in the studio right now from Santa Rosa County Animal Services. Check them out on Facebook and adopt a dog today. I'm telling you, it's going to change your life. 850-437-1620 is the number to the show. You can call or text in. My name is Jake Walker. We're going to be right back after this commercial break with more Pensacola Expert Panel Frisky Friday. Don't go anywhere.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care is at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace.
At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Hit it, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Pensacola Scenic 90 Cafe has been shining bright with some of the best Southern-style home-cooked food around for 25 years. And to celebrate their big anniversary this June, you get the gifts with 25% off lunch and dinner entrees all June long. That shrimp and crawfish Savannah, Yes, perfectly cooked ribeye, 25% off. It's happening through June at the Diner's Home at 701 Scenic Highway in East Pensacola Heights. For more information on Scenic 90, visit them at scenic90cafe.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Is your timeshare suffocating you? Are you feeling powerless because you were sold a bad investment that is nothing like you were promised? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. If you're ready to get rid of that timeshare, I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free, exposing the timeshare industry scams with all your options for cancellation.
Call 800-653-1188, 800-653-1188, 800-653-1188.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the Escambia County Sheriff's Office shooter training facility that is top-notch, first-rate. I mean, it is really genuinely fantastic. This is a multi-part series. We just finished part two of that. Also continued our series on Know Your Tenant Commands, talking with the commanding officer of the 479th Flying Training Group for the Air Force, where they do backseater training, CISOs and WISOs for the Air Force. There's only about 900 people on the base that do this training, in case you didn't know. Listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me on a frisky Friday here on News Radio Pensacola. I have Mike Tarver, the Community Relations Specialist, and Randy Lambert, the Chief of Animal Services for our Santa Rosa County Animal Services. Thank you so much for the work that you do. I know you guys put a lot of hours in, and you really care for these animals, and you care for the people. Let's talk about some of the people here, because there's a way that you can get involved. Maybe you can't have a pet full-time. Maybe you travel. Maybe you just have some time in town where you can volunteer some of your time, some of your skills, and maybe you can foster an animal. Let's talk about that. What are some ways that people can give back, help our furry friends, and donate their time?
Yeah, fostering for us is very important. We have 426 animals in our care right now.
Wow.
And we have capacity for 130. So the balance of those need to be out in foster. And our fosters really help us out. And these fosters can be just keeping the animal until it gets big enough to be put up for adoption. And actually, you could be the one that's going to adopt it. So you're already forming that bond with that young kitten or puppy. Or it could be a situation where it's a litter and maybe you're going to keep one of them or none of them, whatever it may be. But having that opportunity to be able to put those animals back out in the community under our care, but out in the community to where a foster keeps them in their home, gives them that TLC that they deserve, and then when the time comes, bring them back in. Another situation that we have is medical. Medical fosters are critical to what we're doing.
Right.
A lot of times we'll have neonates, very, very, very young kittens that come in that need to be bottle fed. That's every 2 hours they need to be bottle fed.
Wow.
That's even at 2 o'clock in the morning. But it's one of those things that has to be done that we're not able to do at the shelter. And we have to have people that can do that for us. It really, really, really helps. Now, a lot of times what will happen is somebody will commit, I can do it for a week, but then I'm going to Disney World after that. That's fine. Wonderful.
Right.
We'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I can do it. They can do it for the weekend. That's fine.
Right.
Just get us over the hump. That's what we need.
Mm-hmm.
We had a kitten that came in yesterday that had been at a veterinarian's office being treated and observed for a condition that it has. I won't get into what's wrong with it. But it needed to go. It came back to us, and we needed a foster for it, a medical foster for it that could kind of monitor what's going on with this kitten. This kitten's about 2 months old, but it needs attention that we can't give it in the shelter. The kitten came in at 9:30 yesterday, and it took us all day to find somebody that would actually take the kitten for the weekend to just monitor it to make sure that what was done at the veterinarian's office is working and that the kitty's going to be okay now. We made a lot of phone calls, and you know, it's just tough. When people say they can't do it, that's fine.
Right.
We get it. But just if we had a bigger Rolodex to go through, it would be great.
Right.
And we get amazing feedback from this, right? What do we get from our fosters as far as feedback? We get what their behaviors are, what their likes and dislikes mm-hmm. are. Are they pet friendly? Are they kid friendly? Are they friendly with cats, for instance? A lot of people have cats and dogs. Are they friendly with other animals, like chickens or goats or something like that?
A lot of people have chickens.
A lot of homesteaders have chickens, goats, whatever. Mm-hmm. They want to know, is this dog going to be aggressive toward those animals? We have no idea unless we get feedback like that from people who are in those situations. Mm-hmm. So it's a huge, huge help. He mentioned, you know, taking it out for the weekend. We even have a doggy day out program. You can come pick up a dog for a day, mm-hmm. take it around with you wherever you want to go, walk around, take it to the park, bring it back. That's great time for that dog.
Yeah.
That gives us information. Does the dog ride well in a car? All these things that we need to know to help them get adopted. And it's really, really, really invaluable information that we can use to make a well-rounded picture of what this animal looks like when somebody comes in and sees it and is interested in it.
We had a dog that went out yesterday for doggy day out. Mm-hmm. And he's a great dog. The volunteer came, got him, took him out for the day. He was gone for about 4 hours, came back. He slept the rest of the day in his kennel. When nice. I left last night, he was knocked out in his mm-hmm. kennel. He'd had a big day, fun time, all that anxiety,
right.
all that yanks that he had, that was all gone, and he was just chilling out yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, we're the same way. I mean, every once in a while, I've just got to get out of the apartment, go to the beach, you know, get out, you know, do something. And you know, sometimes just walking up and down the beach, you know, you wear yourself out, and then you sleep so well. So I can understand where that puppy was.
And one thing that we do is when you come in to do a doggy day out, mm-hmm. maybe you have a dog that you're thinking of. Maybe you've seen it on our website and you're mm-hmm. thinking, oh, I'd like to take this dog. And we're going to kind of talk to you a little bit and just kind of figure out what it is that you're able to do, you're thinking of doing, and mm-hmm. what, you know, what your capabilities are. And we're not going to set you up to fail.
Right.
If you're not able to handle this 130-pound dog, we're probably not going to let you out with that one.
Right.
We're probably going to suggest that you take the 50-pounder mm-hmm. that you're more likely to be able to handle. And when he jumps in your lap, when you go through the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A to get the pup cup,
yeah.
then you're going to be all right, and he's not going to crush you then.
Yeah. Do you ever have guys bring back dogs and be like, you know, I didn't really get a great response from the girls at the park on this one. I didn't get any phone numbers. Can you give me one that's going to get me some phone numbers? I need some action here.
Yeah, for sure.
That could be a good, I mean, you know, taking a dog to a park.
Shameless plug there for the single guys. Yeah.
I'm just trying to get people to do the doggy day out because it's really a great thing. You know, people love coming up and talking to you when you have a dog. So
absolutely. And, you know, that segues really well into our volunteers. We have an awesome volunteer staff of probably mm-hmm. over 100 volunteers. I'm not sure how many volunteers, but it's pretty close there. So that's a great way. People ask, like, how can I get involved with the shelter? You can volunteer in so many different facets. All these events that we go to, these pop-up events or these mm-hmm. huge events, we need people there, and we can't always just have shelter staff there
right.
because they're doing all kinds of stuff. We need people. Sometimes there's different levels of volunteering, right? You can just go to an event and sit with some puppies. That's it. Easy. Anyone can do that, right? Or if you want to get more involved, you can go through the different levels of kind of dog walking, you know, and be to the point where you get some experience and you can walk these huge, huge dogs if you've got the capacity to do
it, right?
So we have people that come in sometimes every day or every week consistently that are our dog walkers, and they cycle out maybe 8 or 9 dogs in the time that they're there.
Wow.
That's a tough job, mm-hmm. but there's a need for that. So there's needs for volunteers at different levels of commitment, of time commitment, of physical, you know, kind of commitment. So, our fosters are great. A lot of our fosters are also volunteers, and they're going to these events, and they're bringing their fosters so people can see them. So there's all kinds of ways in these two facets that have nothing to do with like you adopting a dog that is vitally important to our shelter.
Yeah, even when it comes to things like washing dishes, all the dogs get fresh water bowls and food dishes every day. Mm. Those have to be washed. We have 3 sets, the set that's in the kennel, the set that's being washed, and the set that's on the rack that was washed yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Those have to be cycled. These are jobs that just go, and laundry.
Right, yeah, lots of laundry.
Yeah, for the bedding that we put down for everybody. Mm-hmm. It's There's a lot going on. There's something that can do. Yeah. We do thank you notes. We have somebody who comes in and addresses letters for thank you notes from donations that people have done that have gone to Amazon to our wish list. There's another plug.
Yeah, exactly.
And been able to donate food to us because we're always in need of food.
Go to Facebook and check out Santa Rosa County Animal Services. It's facebook.com/SRC Animal Services. We got to take a quick commercial break, but don't forget about the event going on at Alyssa's today until noon. And on the 29th, we've got a huge adoption event going on at Petco. We'll mention that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. I've got Randy and Mike in the studio from Santa Rosa County Animal Services, 437-1620, News Radio Pensacola. We'll be right back.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Grab your blanket or lawn chair and get ready to relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Float Like a Buffalo Band, playing rock with funk, ska, reggae, and jam influences to make a unique sound that's impossible not to dance to. Catch it all this Tuesday night at 7 with Bands on the Beach. Just remember, no pets or class allowed.
NAS Wedding Field is a major training facility for our United States military. It produces more than 1,200 pilots a year and is the home to the largest air wing in the U.S. Navy and produces 100% of all Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard helicopter pilots. But NAS Wedding Field has a lot more to offer and makes a huge impact to our local community. Tune in this Monday at 9 to hear what's happening at NAS Wedding Field on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy. All
right, real quick.
It's my mic. There we go. Real quick, Mike. Take it
away. Santa Rosa County Animal Services. We're at Alyssa's right now from 10 to noon. Tomorrow, we're going to be on 3 Hollow Road in J, or 9343 3 Hollow Road in J for an adoption event. And we got a huge event coming up on June 29th, the Petco Mega Adoption Event. All three of us kind of coming together as these different organizations to kind of collaborate and work together to get these dogs adopted.
Thank you. Go to Facebook.
You're listening to
/SRC Animal Services. This has been the Pensacola Expert Panel, Frisky Friday. Thank you so much for joining me. We'll be back on Monday.